This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Second hour of the program. You can join us on the radio by calling this number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the new travel ban is on the way. Of course, as you know, Donald Trump's previous travel ban was overturned by the courts, and so he's trying again. This time there's some key differences between the new ban and the previous attempt. We'll get into that coming up here in moments with you in our studio tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to the phones to the fun, Washington State, where Jacob is on the line. Go ahead, Jacob. You're listening online via TuneIn. Jacob in Washington, going once. Jacob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hi. We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, wow, that was weird. Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm just reaching out to you guys. I'm pretty active as far as the Libertarian Party here in Washington goes, but I'm realizing more and more as I go, there's not a lot of like-minded people I'm coming to discover. But then when I listen to you guys and I listen to other things that are on, LRN, I don't feel so alone, but I mean, I can count the many of quote unquote radicals, whatever that means in the Libertarian Party, on two hands maybe in the state. So, I read this article this morning. I get this, Libertarian's, Future article, and he was talking about Gary Johnson, and I just wanted to bounce off you guys, how you guys feel about this person saying, you know, I can say this boldly, at least to you and Daryl, are we a minority? Is the radicals a minority, or is it just that we're not active in the national or the state parties? I'm a little confused because it seems like the principles and the moral compass is what it is, and that would lead to eventually. Yes.
How are you defining radical? Because some people would define radical as somebody who's not just a kind of GOP going to the LP because they dislike one or two things GOP is doing, and some people would define radical as somebody more like me. So I guess where are you talking about on that spectrum?
See, and this is what I'm getting at. It is in the article. There's a little snippet. I sent it over to Daryl's, his Facebook page because that was the only way I knew how to go hold him right away. But, pretty much he's saying in this article that, anarchists, he uses anarchists, and these radicals do not even pretend their goal is to win elections. They're more than happy to run an inexperienced ideal and get less than 0.5% for the vote. And just my opinion on that whole thing is that isn't that the natural evolution of freedom is to eradicate government? And the way I look at it is they're down, this article is downplaying any progression that we make, to remove government. And I'm a little confused. So I just wanted to reach out to you guys because you guys have more access to more quote unquote radicals or whatever you want to call us, to negate.
So let me attempt to sort of unpackage some of this. So there is certainly a sizable percentage of the Libertarian Party that would identify as radical libertarians.
I don't like the term personally. I don't think it's radical to say that people should be left alone or that peaceful people should consent with one another.
I said that Ian identifies as one. I just said there's a sizable percentage.
But I would be likely thrown into that particular category.
By those people, yes, and that's why I was trying to clarify. So if you're just talking about anarchists and voluntarists, there are plenty of those and you'll be fine.
And there are also some people that, and this is a much smaller percentage, that identify, and I actually know one or two, that identify as radical pragmatist, whatever that actually means.
Okay, okay. I have one of those guys.
There's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me finish unwrapping this. Right. And there's also a sizable percentage that, while not officially part of the Ooh Shiny Thing caucus, because such is not officially organized, would definitely be members of said caucus, to where they just want to bring in somebody with a name that kind of understands liberty a little bit, and if we water down the message enough, then all of a sudden we can just magically win. And then there's another percentage of people that they're just in the party, and they'll go along with whatever they perceive to be the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we wound up with Bob Barr and Gary Johnson in 2008, 2016, and 2012, because there's that, you know, sizable chunk of Ooh Shiny Thing. This guy was an elected Republican, and then the people that say, well, we might maybe have a chance if we just water down enough. I skimmed the article on a Libertarian Future website. I don't really go to that site. But the news that you're talking about, and it's not really news, Gary Johnson apparently told a reporter today, no, I'm not going to run for president again.
Thank goodness.
And he had said when he got nominated in 2012, he said that he would run again in 2016. And that's all he said. He never said anything about, I'll run, you know, keep running continuously. He just said, I'll run again in 2016 if I get the nomination in 2012. And so I don't see it really as news that he said, I'm not running again, although some people are trying to make it news. And then that blog that you mentioned, they don't really like the libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party, so they'll do anything they can to try to discredit actual libertarians by saying, oh, you only want to wind up getting 0.5% and you don't want anything other than total anarchy yesterday, because they don't want to understand what radical libertarians actually believe. Now, if the federal government or a state government said we're cutting taxes by 10%, I would say, great, let's cut them even more. Whereas the so-called pragmatist would say that I would turn down a 10% tax cut. No, that's not it. I would just keep saying, well, all right,
let's keep going.
That's a good start. Let's keep going. You know, if you're going on a road trip from New Hampshire to California, you don't get in the car and say, we're driving to Albany, New York. You know, certainly you might be driving through Albany, but that's not the destination. The destination is in California.
You'd be going the wrong way. Shouldn't be going there.
Exactly.
Hey, so I want to come back around, Jacob, your original question, though. I mean, what was it like? Something about, like, what are the internal politics of the Libertarian Party?
In fact, I'm in leadership here in Washington, but I don't play a lot on the national scale, so I'm a little confused. I have some friends that do that, but here's the thing. My assumption was that all of us were leading in the same direction until I went to the national party, where I actually did. Sorry, I did vote for you, Daryl. So here's the thing, though. So when I read articles like this, I'm confused in the sense that maybe I am kind of a loner in the midst of a bunch of not so wanting to be statist, but they are statist type of environment. And it's I'm just wondering if
Lonely when you were at the national convention? I wasn't there. Daryl was there. But what was your feeling when you were there?
They stacked the deck. They did a typical thing that politicians do, which is, you know, an insult to, you know, in my opinion, to call myself a politician or anything like that.
But did you feel like that you were in the minority there? Was that your feeling?
No, I didn't really. I didn't really. And that's the thing that's confusing me about articles. And this isn't the only article. This is the only quickest example I had. Is it true? Is it true that the major majority of the Libertarian Party nowadays is more minarchist or, you know, just less pragmatic?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've definitely got more thoughts on this.
Daryl's the one here who's the most active in the National LP. Yeah. He ran for their presidential campaign, ultimately losing to Gary Johnson. Stand by, Jacob. We can continue. I used to be involved until I resigned in 2008 out of frustration for kind of what he's describing. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
If you've wanted to start up your own website or blog, but you've just been not so sure about the process, maybe a little intimidated by it, the folks over at HostGator make it easy. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and you can go and learn more and get signed up at 50% off of their regular prices by going to this website. It's HostGator.com/FTL. You go HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50% off their regular prices at HostGator. HostGator.com/FTL. So we go back to Jacob. He's in Washington State. He'd been involved in the Washington State Libertarian Party, is involved as a party leader there in the state, and you kind of came to a shocking realization when you went to the Libertarian Party's National Convention in 2016, and that was that you felt as though, based on the people that were at this convention, who were voting for people like Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, folks who are not actually libertarians, who really, and certainly in the case of Weld, doesn't even come close.
But he's the original libertarian.
That's what he claimed.
Gary Johnson claimed about
him. He's not old enough to have been the original libertarian.
So you were kind of shocked to discover that there were all these, as you called them, minarchists, people who believe in small government, not actual principled libertarians who believe in getting the government out of our lives completely, ending the idea of the state and having a consent-based system rather than a coercion-based system. You were surprised by this, and I have to say I'm surprised that you were surprised by it. I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me that the Libertarian Party has been infiltrated over a period of decades by these not-so-principled folks, by these conservative lights, or whatever you want to call them, libertarian lights, these non-principled people who have been watering down the party for a long time. How could you not be aware of that until you went to Orlando at the convention? What happened there?
Well, up here in where the part of the state that I live, there's where we have like probably a very dense, very principled group up here, especially in Whatcom County. So when we exchange ideas and we talk, it's pretty much, you know, just like what I hear with you guys and things like that. And so when you reach out and I started getting involved in it, I even ran for office up here, and then I started seeing all these in my opinion, non-libertarians running for office, like down in King County, which is Seattle, which is incredibly just so liberal. It's scary. It's like a socialist little world in Seattle. And so when I take a look at this, and I'm like, and then it's just been ongoing progression, and I kept trying to work against it. You know, and then I tried kind of just, you know.
So you did see some of it at, just to clarify, you did see some of this at the state level. It wasn't just, it was only happening at the national level. It's also happening in Washington State.
Correct. Okay. But the more I read and the more I reach out to people, the more I realize how they don't even get it. It's like all of a sudden I'm like, you don't get it. And I don't want to argue online. In fact, I got off.
And when you say that, you mean people within the Libertarian Party do not understand the idea of freedom, the non-aggression principle, the idea that the statement that you have to sign when you join the Libertarian Party is, I don't support or advocate for the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. You're saying these libertarians that you kept running into didn't even understand that.
No, they don't get it. And how deep it goes. I mean, it's a very simple, basic concept. All roads lead back to that. And the roots of the party is power corrupts.
You had asked a question in the last segment of, do minarchists make up a majority of the Libertarian Party? And I would say probably. But I don't think it's the super, super majority that some people want you to think it is.
Well, I mean, it was a tight race between Mary Ruart and Gary Johnson back in 2012, if I'm recalling correctly.
Mary Ruart did not run in 2012. She ran in 2008.
Okay, well, when she ran.
And she was very close against Bob Barr.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's a majority, but it's not this super, super majority.
That's true.
And there are some people that they'll do everything they can to try to discourage principled libertarians from getting involved, making them feel as if getting involved is a waste of time.
I believe that.
You know, the thing that you're talking about, you know, certainly does exist to where they want you to feel like, oh, yeah, you're the only person that thinks what you think, when, point of fact, you're not, but the other people are kind of, you know, too scared for one reason or another to actually let anybody know that they think that as well. It is pathetic, but, you know, people live because of, you know, like they want to fit in.
Well, those aren't the kind of people that I want to be with in a party. I want to be with the people who are principled, who love freedom, and who are willing to stand up for it and do what it takes to advance those ideas. Now, and that's why I like the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, because it is actually one of the few principled state parties out there. I remember during the convention, I looked at the numbers to see which delegates from which states actually did not vote for Gary Johnson. And it turned out that it was New Hampshire and Vermont were the two states where there was a majority of people who are delegates who did not vote for Gary Johnson, meaning the majority of the voters in those states, the delegates in those states, voted for other candidates besides Gary Johnson, namely you, Daryl, and John McAfee.
And I think you also included Peterson.
I did not.
Your thing, because
I did not
there,
include
there
Peterson.
Were a couple of states that Peterson won.
I did not include Peterson. I considered Gary Johnson and Peterson to be sort of two peas in a pod, and any states that voted for either of those two, I did not consider to be a principal delegates.
Right. But, that's what I was saying, because you just said...
Oh, when you said included, you meant, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you included Peterson in your list of, you know, people that didn't vote for principal delegates.
I thought you meant I included Peterson with
no.
John McAfee.
And one more note that I had jotted down here. The same people that try to discourage the radical libertarians from getting involved then blame the principled libertarians when the milquetoast candidate doesn't live up to the expectations that they set.
Oh, really?
So, I can't tell you how many people blamed me for Gary Johnson not getting 5%.
Well,
the same people that said nobody supports Daryl also said Daryl is the reason that Gary didn't get 5%, which means that I got like 2% of the vote as a write-in candidate.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
While also not getting any votes. So, you know, it's this weird, mythical thing.
Jacob, did you have more than you wanted to say on this? Because we've been sort of going off on this.
Oh, yeah. I had a little bit more to add, and also I wanted to hear a little bit more on what Daryl's been doing with the Liberty Lobby.
Let's talk about that. Coming up here in moments, we're going back out to Concord tomorrow, actually,
yep.
Daryl. You and I will be hitting the State House again with pro-freedom ideas, where, of course, most libertarians don't do that in their state.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in, toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. It's 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We'll go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the next travel ban attempt by Donald Trump. We'll tell you some of the differences between this new one and the one that was overturned by the courts. Will this one survive legal scrutiny? We shall see. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're going to go back to Jacob in Washington, who'd asked about Liberty Lobby. Daryl, your lobbying firm that you just launched toward, I don't know, the middle of 2016? When did you start this? Yeah, pretty much right after your presidential campaign had wrapped up. And you kicked off this libertylobby.info, which is where folks can go to learn more and see a video of what you've been doing, some video. Mostly it's a text of your recommendations and how you're voting, or not voting, but how you're recommending the politicians vote on different bills in New Hampshire. Some could hurt liberty, some could help liberty, and you're in there on a weekly basis explaining some of these things to these politicians.
Yes, and there's a couple of very important bills that have hearings tomorrow, one of which could greatly infringe on voting rights. There's a hearing on legislation that could give parents more control over the content of what their children learn in school. Right now, and this is something that's interesting, right now there's this loophole that exists to where parents have the option of telling the school district, I don't want my child learning fill in the blank. However, there's no requirement that the school notify the parents beforehand that the kids are going to learn fill in the blank. So there's legislation tomorrow that would put a time period on certain subjects. So, you know, it begins to close the loophole that exists. And this is one of the loopholes that definitely needs to be closed. There's also a hearing later in the afternoon that would close a loophole that doesn't need to be closed. Right now, even though one section of statute seems to imply that all alcoholic beverages, regardless of where they're sold, are subject to tax, there's another section of statute that does not specify alcoholic beverages sold at farmers markets must pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So they're attempting to close that loophole. And the sponsor actually mentioned free market in the initial hearing. We need to close this because of free market. And my testimony to the Commerce Committee, which was the first committee to hear this, was, no, free market means you don't close loopholes and you actually get rid of regulations.
Free market
would, taxes.
Would mean that you abolish the Liquor Commission entirely in that particular case. So, yeah, there's always interesting things going on here, Jacob, in New Hampshire. And you're pretty active in the Libertarian Party out in Washington. I would like to encourage active Libertarians who are principled to make the move to New Hampshire. We need more people of a like mindset here. And we've got a good, solid group. In fact, Daryl, you're putting together the Libertarian Party convention for this year, which is shaping up.
Actually, I'm not the one that's the main organizer of that.
Okay,
I'm assisting
Jaletta
Jarvis, who's our secretary.
Right.
She's the convention committee chair.
Okay. Well,
and
you're involved
in it. I've been helping her with that.
You're the chairman of the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire.
Correct.
So you've got your hands in it to some extent. But you guys are organizing this thing, and it's shaping up to be what looks to be the biggest New Hampshire Libertarian Party convention that has happened since I've been here, so for like a decade. This is pretty exciting, and that I guess Carla Howell is going to be there speaking.
Yes.
Longtime Libertarians will recognize that name. What else is going to be happening at this thing, Daryl, worth sharing with our audience?
State Representative Caleb Dyer, who is a Libertarian, will be speaking at the convention.
Right. One of only two Libertarian representatives in the entire United States, correct?
Technically, he's the only representative, and then there's a senator in Nebraska.
Right, but there are no state representatives in Nebraska.
Correct. They've got a unicameral legislature.
So he changed his voter registration to Libertarian after being elected.
Yes.
Which is going to mean it's going to be an interesting re-election campaign for him.
Going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and we haven't yet seen an avalanche of politicians come out of the woodwork and grab the Libertarian badge for themselves, but we do know that there are a number of Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature in New Hampshire, some of whom are former Libertarian Party members or current Libertarian Party members.
I don't know if there are any current Libertarian Party members other than Caleb.
Gotcha.
But I do know that there's at least half a dozen former LPNH members.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for growth here. There's a lot of Libertarians here thanks to the migrations that are going on. The Free State Project, of course, is one of them. The Shire Society is another. But, you know, it does feel to me, I kind of agree with you, Jacob, about how you feel a little lonely in the Libertarian Party, feeling like there's this majority of minarchists, people who support small government rather than the principles of liberty. And that's one of the reasons why I moved to New Hampshire, because I wanted to be around more principled libertarian people who are active, not just talkers on Facebook, not just people, you know, arguing on some sort of internet forum, but people who are going to actually be out there, boots on the ground, in the streets, in the state house, and doing stuff. And I dare say that there is no libertarian movement anywhere on the globe that that even comes close to matching what we have here.
And unlike Washington State, where you guys have that horrible top two system,
what's that mean?
That means, and it started in California, to where they put everybody on the primary ballot, and then only the top two candidates, regardless of party, wind up on the general election ballot. Write-in votes are prohibited.
Wow.
Except for they do allow write-ins for president, and they allow more than two candidates for president. But everything else... two candidates, no write-ins. So in California last year, they had two Democrats on the general election ballot for U.S. Senate.
This is true. Jacob, yeah, it makes it pretty difficult.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. Hopefully we'll see you and some other principled libertarians make the move out here to New Hampshire, where you can be around more people and feel like you're not alone. Here there are so many libertarians, you can't even possibly know who they all are. There's so many of them, you won't get along with them all, and that's actually a good thing. So thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Paul. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. By the way, if you want to learn more about the migration here, check out the Shire Society at move.shiresociety.com. There's a little page there that kind of tells you a little bit about why you should make the move up here. And then if you want to connect with other people who are already here, as well as others who are planning to move, then you can drop by the Shire Forum, which you can access at forum.shiresociety.com. Go ahead, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live.
Do you feel that the Trump election, as I would argue, was a repudiation of libertarian principles?
No.
Well, I do, because, for one, protectionism, and Americans want protectionism, as our founders did. Secondly, people, American workers are against outsourcing and globalization. So Americans want to repatriate what were American industries. That because of what I would argue, the libertarian principle of globalization.
That's not a libertarian principle.
Oh, yeah, it is. Because if you think about it, it is. Because you're allowing the freedom of corporations to just pack their bags
corporations
and go where they want.
Corporations are creatures of statute.
They're created by the government.
Creates corporations.
But libertarian principles was also not really an option on the ballot. So to claim that anyone's election was a repudiation of something that wasn't an option is kind of a false analogy.
Hang on, Paul. We can bring it back to discuss further. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, most Americans don't even know what libertarian principles are. So the idea that they would be repudiating something that they have no knowledge of is pretty ridiculous. I think most people voted in this election, you know, for whatever their reasons are, but it didn't have anything to do with libertarianism. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We continue with you. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Back to the phones and to the fun. And then coming up, we've got the latest on the Trump travel ban, part two. They're trying again. What's the difference between this new one and the one that got overturned by the courts? We'll tell you about that coming up.
This one was written on glitter paper.
Let's go to Paul, back to Paul in New Jersey. You're listening online. Paul, you'd asked the question if the Trump election was somehow a repudiation of libertarianism, and there's just no evidence that most people in the United States have any grasp about what libertarianism is. I mean, we just spent a good portion of this hour talking with Jacob from Washington State, who feels as though the majority of the Libertarian Party itself doesn't even understand the principles of liberty, the principle of non-aggression, that you should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. That they don't even understand that within the Libertarian Party. It's highly unlikely that, you know, more than a handful of a percentage of the population in the United States understands it. So, no, absolutely not. This was not a repudiation of libertarianism, any more so than it was in any other previous election where libertarians continually lose and lose and lose.
Well, problem to me in my mind with libertarianism, it's like herding cats, and it's not a unifying principle. That's why nationalism is a much better unifying principle.
Nationalism isn't a principle. People. What's the principle of nationalism?
It is. The
no, it's not. What is it?
Define
it.
Foundation of your nation. and a concept of peoplehood and what your people are and what the nation is.
So is nationalism just whatever the government does, you support it? Is that nationalism?
No, nationalism.
So what is it?
Nationalism is a belief in America is a distinct.
No, you can't define nationalism as America.
And a people.
No, sorry.
And
nationalism.
People. And by the way, it's like federal. It's very much like as conceived by our founders. They were nationalists, and they knew what America and what they wanted America to be. And ultimately, they wanted to
be. Do you
be
think
an
only. Just to clarify,
state.
Paul, are you saying that only America can be nationalist?
No, not at all.
Okay, so you've completely misdefined what nationalism is. It's a
nationalism, noun, patriotic feeling, principles, or efforts. An extreme form of this, especially marked by a feeling of superiority over other countries.
Yeah, that sounds like
why would that be wrong?
Well, first
to
of all,
think that we're better.
Kind of mathematically wrong, because if everybody should be nationalist and we're not all in the same country, then by definition, most people are wrong. And I will agree that nationalism is a more unifying principle, but then communism is even more unifying than that. And then some kind of weird new agey, we're all the same entity is even more unifying than that.
At least communism has.
You have to justify why unification is a good thing.
Well, at least you could boil down communism into a sentence, you know, to each according to his ability, from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. At least you can boil that one down.
Well, you can boil nationalism down to my country, regardless of which one it is better than your country, regardless of whichever one it is,
okay.
Unless your country is mine.
Now you've done a good job with that one, Daryl.
Well, wait a minute, though. What's so wrong about thinking? I don't see it's wrong to think that America is exceptional or a better nation.
Well, you're just wrong. I mean, you're just deluding yourself.
America is a better nation than other nations on the planet?
Well, we just read last night on the air the latest Heritage Foundation Economic Freedom of the World study that put the United States in 17th place.
And so then why don't you emigrate then?
I did immigrate. I went to New Hampshire, which is the freest of all of the 50 states.
Even if the United States is the least oppressive gang of all gangs, so as far as I know, the flu virus is probably the best virus to get. That doesn't mean I'm pro-flu.
So in other words, you're kind of proving my point, because now you're acting all actually unpatriotic. And I'm not seeing a lot
this
of love of country
show.
Coming
you
out of the three of you.
You probably shouldn't expect people
sad.
To act patriotic.
No, I'm so just saying I like my nation. I think it's fantastic, and I do think it's better than other nations.
And we're not saying that you're not allowed to like the nation. We're just saying that we think that things could be better. Well, what's so wrong with saying things could be better?
Right, and you're going to think that up in New Hampshire, and you're never going to run a successful candidate, and that's why Donald Trump won. He won because he knows people like nationalism
Donald
and the
Trump
concept
did not win
of a nation
LP
and of unifying behind the principle of our country, not going off on our own atomized self-identity, going up to New Hampshire, kind of hippie pot-smoking movement. And that's
you
why
are
you're
right,
are
Paul, about
loser.
One thing, and that is that the people in the United States do not care about liberty. They are not interested in freedom. They are interested in a government that dominates them, a government that takes care of them from cradle to grave. You're absolutely right. That is what they want, and they want to cheer it on. They want to shout America, wave an American flag, collect a welfare check, join the military, die for a bunch of politicians. America's full of a bunch of people who don't care or understand what liberty is, and that's why the three of us, I mean, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm pretty sure that's why we moved to New Hampshire, because we realized that that America is a hopeless case, that there's no chance that liberty is going to take hold here anytime soon, and so we need to get the people that actually understand these ideas to one geographic area so we actually do have a chance of winning some sort of election and possibly seceding from the United States and getting out of this nightmare that people like you have created for us.
So you're actually advocating secession then?
Absolutely.
Right.
That's the only sensible path.
That's that basically you pretend to, you selectively take the arguments of our founders and you run with them, and at the same time basically backstabbing our founders in the back. What would George Washington think of you? Really, what a disgraceful lot of people you are.
George Washington, the Spoker, by the way,
fought and died for this nation, and it was a Federalist who wanted to unite
George
this
Washington,
nation. And
after
you
leading,
act like a bunch of radical secessionists who want to divide up the nation. You're really kind of sick. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, hold on. So, one, George Washington led a revolution over a 3-cent tax and then, not too long after, used the military to squash a rebellion over a 25% tax on whiskey. So, George Washington was a hypocrite. So, I don't really care what George Washington would think about me.
I think it's simplistic to look at it in those terms. Because there were other
it's
reasons.
It's simplistic to look
the,
at it of America better than everything else, and if you don't think America better than everything else, you leave.
Hey,
I think America could be better.
And you know what? That proves that George Washington would march right into New Hampshire right now.
So
and
you're
have
admitting
you
that George Washington was a tyrant. Thank you for the call.
We haven't accepted George Washington as any kind of philosophical or spiritual leader, so I don't know why it's relevant what some dead slave driver
he's
thinks
pandering
about.
To.
Who smoked a lot of weed when he was alive?
He's pandering to the listener out there that would agree with him. It's like, oh, these people don't like George Washington. They're bad Americans. That's what he's doing there.
Yeah, so. And I remember.
Most of the founders were horrible, horrible people.
Right. Yes. They owned slaves.
I remember during the 2008 election, people saying, do you really want a third term of George Bush? And I said, no matter who winds up getting elected, it's going to be a 57th term of George Washington.
Yeah. And Barack Obama basically was the third term of George Bush.
And the 57th and 58th right. term of George Washington. Because, again, Washington used the military to squash a tax revolt after leading a tax revolt.
Daryl, why can't you just love George Washington and love America? America's great. It's the best country in the whole world.
It could be better.
It could. See, and I'm not even necessarily disagreeing with that. It America might be the least worst country to live in,
I don't
but that
think
doesn't
it is.
Make it a good place.
Hold on. I've got a perfect analogy. America is a burnt steak. Steak is still good. It could be better. Cook it medium. Cook it medium rare. That's better. That's how I like my steak. I'm not going to turn down a free steak just because it's not cooked to perfection.
But if it's going around saying I'm the best steak that has ever been on this planet, like, no, you're not.
No. I mean, objectively, it's
but
not
it could
the best.
Be a better steak.
Yeah, I mean,
it could be a better steak.
Right, and objectively, it's not the best.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Whether it's the best or not, the best country is still a country.
That's true.
And therefore horrible.
Well, the best steak has been marinated in some beer for a little bit and then cooked medium rare and just a little bit of A1 or Heinz 57.
I think it's definitely true that everybody's going to have their own opinion about what is the best. And the thing about libertarians is we don't want to force our opinion on you. So
if you don't like steak, go eat a salad.
Or a chicken, or, you know, pork, or whatever. The libertarians want you to
move to Somalia.
Libertarians want you to be able to choose.
They keep bombing Somalia. They are not allowed to tell us to live there anymore.
Libertarians want you to be able to choose whatever you want in your life, so long as you're not harming anybody else. And unfortunately, that is an unpopular position. That's, you know, we barely register at the polls in most libertarian campaigns. You're lucky to get 3%. You're lucky.
Yep.
Here in New Hampshire, we're trying to change that because we do realize that we're not the majority. But that's why we're moving to one place. That's why libertarians are picking up their lives and migrating to New Hampshire. And you should do that as soon as possible. Hour 3 is coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.